Blog Talk Radio. Psalm 150 declares tonight, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise him with the timbre and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Well, bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord and greetings in the name of Jesus Christ. We welcome you to our Monday night broadcast right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, you're listening to The Rock, but Jesus Christ is the rock of all ages. No matter what stage you find yourself in life, Jesus is a solid rock. He's sure and steadfast. When everything else is changing, he's constant. We thank God for blessing us to be here tonight. We want to welcome you on this Monday night, May the 18th, 2015. This is the 138th day of the year. Day 138. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 118, verse 24. So we want to greet everyone around the country and in Canada. We want to thank you all for joining us tonight on Blog Talk Radio. What a blessing and a privilege for me to serve. What are we serving? We're serving the Word of God. The Bible declares, "Thy Word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path." Tonight we want to open up in prayer, and then we will go on as the Lord directs. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you because you are so great, so kind, and so merciful. Lord God, we want to thank you. What a privilege and an honor that we can come boldly, with confidence, with assurance, under the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. Lord, as we present your word tonight, God, use us, O God. Let it be all of thee, none of me, Lord God. We thank you, God, for revelation knowledge and not just information. Open up our hearts that we may receive the truth. Not only receive it, but walk thereby. Lord, we thank you that we are not just hearers of the word, but we are doers of the word as well. We thank you, God, your word declares, if any man minister, let him minister as the ability that God has given, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Lord, we thank you that your word will not return unto you void, but it shall accomplish that which you please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto you sent it. Lord God, bless your people, Lord. May your word transform their lives and change them from image to image, from glory to glory, and unto faith. We thank you, God, even as your word declares that the just shall live by faith. We love you and appreciate you. We pray this all in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Tonight we want to ask you for your consideration of your turn in your Bibles to the book of 2 Chronicles. And we want to look at two verses, and then we'll proceed. Praise God. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 20 through 23. We've had a couple, but it'll be four. 20 through 23. The Bible says, and they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall he prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endured forever. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushment against the children of Ammon, Mount Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. Tonight we want to talk on the theme power in praise. Power in praise. A little background about our story here. We see that there were three nations who came up against Judah. And these nations came up against Judah, and the Bible tells us that it came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them other beside the Ammonites, came up against Jehoshaphat to battle. But they wasn't, the Bible said, and then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side of Syria, and behold, they be in Hazazon Tamar, which is in Engedi. So here it describes the cities where they were, describes the size of the multitude. And you know that when you are going against, when you are going against the battle, you want to bring out your best. So as we see the enemies of Judah is coming up against them, we have to understand that we too have enemies that we have to wrestle with. But we have to understand that the Bible tells us in Psalm 112, verse 8, his heart is established. Why? He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. That's what David said. His heart is established. He shall be afraid till he see his desires upon his enemies. Well, when we look at this story and we continue on, the Bible tells us, and Jehoshaphat feared. Sometimes when you have your crowd, the enemy will try to attack you and have you to be afraid. So the Bible says, Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim the fast throughout Judah. Oh, that churches would proclaim fast to destroy the yokes, fast to set the captives free, fast that would bring deliverance in the hour of temptation. Not only praying and fasting, but because they work like a glove and a ball. They both are together. And not only that, but then you add studying the word, spending committed time unto the Lord. And when you kill this flesh, then you can please the Lord. So the Bible said, and Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. The prophet Isaiah tells us about seeking the Lord. Isaiah 55:6 says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. He said, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thought, and let him return unto the Lord, to our God, who will abundantly pardon. The Lord specializes in getting rid of sin. In fact, he said one of the ways a nation can go up is, the Bible says, righteousness exalted a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. So the Bible says that this leader Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem and in the house of the Lord before the new court. And this leader began to seek the Lord, and he began to pray a powerful prayer. This prayer starts in 2 Chronicles 20, verse 6 through 12. Let's examine it. The Bible says, and he said, and said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven? Rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thy hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? He was just reminding the God who he was. God knew, God knows who he was, but he loves to hear us remind him of what he has done in the past and what his word says. And when you speak the word, his word will not return unto him void, but it shall accomplish that which he pleased, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto he sent it. So he began to ask God these questions. Art not thou our God, who did drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gave it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend forever? So God had given them blessings and possessions and promises, and he was not a man that's going to take it back. Or you might recall Numbers 23:19 declares unto us, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Had he said it, and shall he not do it? Or had he spoken, and shall he not make it good? The Bible says, and they dwelt therein, the sanctuary therein, for thy name, saying, if when evil cometh upon us, as the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house, and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. Would to God that we as a nation would understand that God is our help. According to Psalm 46:1, the Bible says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, when not, we fear. Though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be shaken, and though the mountains be carried away in the midst of the sea, I want you to know tonight that no matter what you're going through, whatever storm is going your way, all you got to do is understand. Psalm 121, verse 1 and 2 says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hill. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. We must understand that there is power in prayer. When you pray, you shall receive what you're believing for. As a believer, you got to understand, the Bible tells us in Psalm 60 and verse 12, through God we shall do valiantly. Why is that? For he it is that shall tread down our enemies. Notice that again. Through God we shall do valiantly. For he it is that shall tread down our enemies. The nation of Judah and Jerusalem watched God tread down their enemies, and they didn't have to fight. Notice after he prayed, they received instructions for what to do. It's one element to pray and put your request in, but it's another side of prayer is to listen to the instruction, what God wants you to do. The Bible says, and all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. So they were putting things in order. Bible said, then upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levi of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord, and he said, "Hearken ye, all Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude. Why? For the battle is not yours, but God." What are you facing, ladies and gentlemen? Just understand, as a believer, the battle is not yours, but God. You got to know that when you come up against the obstacle, it's just an opportunity for you to scratch out on your faith on God's word. I want you to know that victory is already ours. We're not waiting for the victory. In fact, 1 John 5:4 declares, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." So the Bible says, "Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and you shall find them at the end of the brook, before the wilderness of Jeruah. You shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourself, stand ye still, and see." My God. Notice that again. He said, "Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you." Isn't it wonderful to know that God is with us? No matter what the test, we must declare his word in 1 Peter 4:12, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you." He said, "But rejoice in as much as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering." I want you to know that we have the victory. No matter what it looks like, we got to keep believing God's word. The Bible said that this leader, Jehoshaphat, the Bible said in Jehoshaphat, he bowed his head with his face to the ground. And all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Oh, it's time for us to come back to true worship. It's not just somebody singing, not just a praise team pumping you happy, but real worship. And it starts, let the service begin at the end of the service. In other words, when we say amen, your service live by the life you live. Let us worship the Lord. How do we worship the Lord on a daily basis? Romans 12:1 declares, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service." We're living in a day when many people are giving up, but we don't have to give up. God has put something in us. Yes, we may make mistakes along the way, but and then even we might sin, but if we sin, repent. Repent. Ask the Lord to help us. He'll give us help. Oh, yes, he will. Then we have to learn to pray one for another. When people are going through the struggle, begin to build them up. If you have to rebuke them, rebuke them. But you got to make sure you remember Galatians 6:1. "Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one out in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted." We don't have no room to judge or point fingers, but we have room to cry out, "Father, do a work in me. Work on me." The Bible says, "And the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of the Kohites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high." Then we get to our text that we open up with. The Bible says, and they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God. Believe in the Lord your God. So shall ye be established. Believe his prophets. So shall ye prosper. So he says it again. Believe in the Lord your God. So shall ye be established. Believe his prophets. So shall ye prosper. The Bible says, and when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Praise the Lord. Thank God that his mercy endureth forever. The Bible declares in Lamentation 3, verse 22 and 23, it's of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. Why? Because his compassion fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. There's power in praise. If we understand that no matter what you are going through, open up your mouth and begin to praise God. Begin to magnify God. Begin to honor him and let him know how much you appreciate what he done. I remember when my children were growing up, I used to always tell them that thank you will get you in many doors, in particularly with me. I love children who are grateful, or people who say thank you. Not that you have an entitlement mentality, meaning somebody, you expect somebody to give you something. No, they don't have to give you anything. But if they do, have enough sense, enough wisdom to say thank you. Because the Bible teaches us in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, he said, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything, every circumstance, give thanks. If God bless you with somebody come and put $5 or $10 in your hand, thank him. Because they didn't have to do it. Telling you, I learned to be appreciative. Jesus taught us a lot about thank you in the parable with the, or in the story of the 10 lepers. You might remember in Luke 17, verses 11 through 19, there were 10 lepers, and Jesus had cleaned all 10 of them. But when one of them recognized that he was healed, he turned around to give thanks. And Jesus asked, where are the 9? He said, did nobody come back to say thank you for this stranger? But not only did the man get healed, but he got totally set free. Not only got clean, he got totally healed. And that's the difference there's a difference between healing and wholeness. I don't just want part of my healing, I want all of it. And we can receive it all. Why? Because Christ had redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. Well, the Bible says it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on the tree, that the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So we have to understand that whatever we get, it is by faith. If we live, we are living by faith. He said that the just shall live by faith. So I want you to know that no matter what the circumstances look like, God will give you what you need. The Bible says, and when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, there were dead bodies falling to the earth, and none escaped. I'm telling you, God will fight for you. And they didn't have to put forth their hand. All they had to do was begin to praise the Lord. The Bible says, and when Jehoshaphat and his people came, to take away the spoil of them. The Bible said they found them on them in abundance. They didn't just get a little, they found abundance, both riches with the dead body and precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves, more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days in gathering of the spoil. It was so much. Bible says, and on the fourth day, they assembled themselves in the valley of Araca. But there they blessed the Lord. Therefore the name of the same place was called there the valley of Araca unto this day. Then they returned every man of Judah and Jerusalem and Jehoshaphat in the forefront of them to go again to Jerusalem, how? With joy. For the Lord had made them to rejoice over their enemies. My God, my God. The Bible said they came to Jerusalem with psalteries and harps, trumpets, unto the house of the Lord. And the fear of God was on all the kingdom of those countries when they had heard that the Lord fought against the enemies of Israel. So the realm of Jehoshaphat was quiet, for his God gave him rest round about. Friend, I want you to know, I don't care what it looked like, God will give us rest if we learn to trust in him. We remember what the scripture said, trust in the Lord, how? With all our heart, and lean not to our own understanding. He said, in all our ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. Be not wise in our own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It's time for us to rise up and be saints. Not just go by our denomination, but be saints. Be holy vessels unto the Lord. Be vessels that's meek. That's meek for the master's use. Vessels of honor, sanctified, meek for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. It's time for us to rise up and make up in our mind that, yeah, we may have some enemies, but God will fight our battles for us. I know Job said this in Job chapter 5, verse 20. He said, Haman, he shall redeem thee from death and in war from the power of the sword. What did he say again? In Haman, he shall redeem thee from death and in war from the power of the sword. The Bible tells us in Psalm 60, verse 12 again, through God we shall do valiantly. Why? For he it is that shall tread down our enemies. Prophet Isaiah, come around and help us a little bit. Isaiah 54, verse 17, the Bible declares, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise up, that shall rise against judgment, thou shalt condemn. Is it the heritage of the servant of the Lord, and their righteousness is a mean. The righteousness is a mean, saith the Lord. Bible tells us in Proverbs 16, verse 7, is where Jehoshaphat lived, when a man ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. In Psalm 118, verse 7, the Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. So we don't even have to worry about what our enemy's doing. Consider Deuteronomy 28:7. The Lord shall cause thine enemy that rise up against thee to be smitten over thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. Notice that again, Deuteronomy 28:7. The Lord shall cause thine enemy to rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. It shall come out against thee one way and flee before these seven waves. I'm telling you, friend, God will fight our every battle for us. Consider Psalm 27, verse 5 and 6. The Bible says this, "For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle. Shall he hide me? He shall set me up on a rock. Now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord." So in the time of trouble, he'll hide me in his pavilion. That's what he'll do for us. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up on a rock. Now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. I want you to know today, therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. That's what these people did in Judah and Jerusalem, King Jehoshaphat. They began to rejoice what God had done. He said, the psalmist said, "I was saying, yeah, I was saying praises unto the Lord." You know, when I mention about his mercy, I mean, we are just so blessed when we think about how his mercy endured forever. And every generation got their own story. But we are some blessed people to be able to give God the praise that's due unto his name. Consider Psalm 118, verse 29. The Bible says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord." Why? "For he is good, for his mercy endure forever." Oh, my God. Then he says in Psalm 107, and verse number 1, "Oh, give thanks." Good God Almighty. "Oh, give thanks." Hallelujah. "Unto the Lord." Why? "For he is good. His mercy endure forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy." I'm telling you, we got a right to bless his name because his mercy endure forever. Psalm 106. Verse 1, the Bible says, "Praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endure forever." The Bible says, "Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can show forth all his praise? Blessed are they that keep judgment, and he that doeth righteousness at all times." Not some of the time, but at all times. And then let us consider Psalm 136. This is a famous song in the sense that it just reminds us so much of the past history. But this psalm is so blessed. Consider the words here. "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord." Why? "For he is good, for his mercy endure forever." We need mercy. "Oh, give thanks unto the God of God, for his mercy endure forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of Lords, for his mercy endure forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his mercy endure forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endure forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, mercy endure forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endure forever. The sun ruled by day, for his mercy endure forever. The moon and the stars to rule by night, for his mercy endure forever. To him him that smote Egypt in the firstborn. For his mercy endureth, and brought out Israel from among them. Mercy endureth forever. With a strong hand and a stretched out arm. For his mercy endureth forever. To him which divided the Red Sea into parts. For his mercy endureth forever. And made Israel to pass through the midst of it. For his mercy, glory, endure forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea. For his mercy, endure forever. To him which led his people through the wilderness. For his mercy, endure forever. To him which smote great kings. For his mercy, endure forever. And slew famous king, for his mercy endure forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endure forever. And Og, the king of Bashan, for his mercy endure forever. And gave their land for an inheritance, for his mercy. Even a heritage unto Israel, his servant. For his mercy endureth forever. Who remembered us in our lowest state. For his mercy endureth forever. And have redeemed us from our enemies. For his mercy endureth forever. Who gave food to God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever. We ought to praise God. Why we have a chance, we ought to honor him because he's so faithful and he'll never ever let us down. We got to understand that, yeah, we may have some enemies that come up, rise up, but we have to understand. And if God be for us, who can be against us? The Bible says that in Romans 8:31, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? In Luke 1:74, that he would grant unto us that we been delivered out of the hand of our enemies might serve him without fear. When we are delivered, we got it right. We can serve him with no ropes hanging on, nothing holding us down. Because we understand that he's the one that brings us out with the victory. Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 4. For the Lord your God is he that goeth with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you. Notice that again, for the Lord your God is he that goeth with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you. My God. In Luke chapter 18, the parable of the widow, the persistent widow, Luke 18:7, the Bible declares, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him? Though he bear long with them, shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him? Though he bear long with them. I tell you, we got to make up in our mind. We're going to praise God. We're going to honor him. The Bible says in Isaiah 54:15, behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Notice that again. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. But we got a right to bless the Lord. The Bible said, I will bless the Lord when? At all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, my. He said, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. And in Psalm 97, verse 10, the Bible says, ye that love the Lord hate evil. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He preserveth the souls of his saints. Not only that, but the Bible said he delivered them out of the hand of the wicked. He'll deliver them out of the hand of the wicked. That's Psalm 97:10, ye that love the Lord, hate evil. He preserves the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. All right, God from glory. And then in Jeremiah chapter 39, verse 17 and 18, Jeremiah 39, verse 17 and 18, but I will deliver thee in that day, saith the Lord, thou shalt not be given into the hand of the men of whom thou art afraid. For I will surely deliver thee, and thou shalt not fall by the sword, but thy life shall be a prey unto thee, because thou hast put thy trust in me, saith the Lord. Ooh, friend, can't you see how blessed it is to be on the Lord's side? How important it is to be saved. He said, I will deliver thee in that day, saith the Lord, and thou shalt not be given into the hand of the men of whom thou art afraid. For I will surely deliver thee, and thou shalt not fall by the sword, but thy life shall be a prey unto thee, because thou hast put thy trust in me, saith the Lord. Oh, friend, what a blessing, what a blessing. We have a God who's concerned about us. Oh, wonderful Savior. In Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, 11, and 12, it says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing. And they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them, and shalt not find them. Even them that contend with thee, they that war against thee, shall be as nothing, and as a thing of naught. Friends, I'm telling you, when you got this kind of power on your side, what need to be afraid? Proverbs 3, verse 25 and 26. Proverbs 3, verse 25 and 26. Be not afraid of certain fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked, when it cometh. For the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. That's Proverbs 3, 25 and 26. Be not afraid of certain fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked, when it cometh. For the Lord shall be thy, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. Wonderful Savior, wonderful Savior. We are some blessed people. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5 and 6. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such as ye have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. We can be like the nation of Judah and Jerusalem, how they stood up because they believed in their God. They believed in their God and they were established. They believed in the prophets and they were prosperous. What a blessing from the Lord. Father, we just thank you and we honor you tonight. You are so faithful. What an honor and a privilege we have to share the word of God. We thank you for knowing that it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by your spirit, says the Lord. Oh God, we thank you for blessing us. Thank you for making a way out of no way. Thank you for providing whatever we have need of. Lord God, we thank you, oh God, for blessing us tonight with the broadcast. Lord, we pray for every soul that's listening, God, those who are listening live and those who have received it as a download. Oh, God, may the word of God bless them, God. And we thank you, God, for granting us favor. Lord, we ask that you will continue to meet every need according to your riches and glory. Oh, God, we thank you that we can cast all our cares upon you, for you care for us. Help us to be sober, be vigilant. Because our adversary, the devil, has a roaring lion walking about, seeking whom he may devour. God, we ask you to forgive us for all our sins and iniquities and transgressions. God, thank you for delivering us from the power of darkness. Oh, God, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Continue to follow us all the days of our life, that we may serve you with our whole heart in sincerity and in truth. We thank you and we give you praise for the victory. For it is all in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Well, we thank God for the word of God tonight. Pray that you have been blessed, and I know your word will not return unto him void. It's going to accomplish that which you please, and it's going to prosper in the thing whereto he sent it. Just want to remind you that we're right here on Blog Talk every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Mountain, 8 o'clock Pacific, and 3 a.m. Universal Time. That's every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I want to thank Sister Felicia Fulton for helping us in the studio tonight with the computer, making it possible so we can have a clean broadcast tonight. We thank her. Thank God for the hands that serve. We just appreciate God for granting us favor. And we ask that you all continue to pray for us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We just honor the Lord for what he's doing with us and through us. Pray that you all will meet us back here and if the Lord's will on Wednesday night. Once again, we say thanks a bunch for prayers, praying for us. Continue to pray for us. We believe in God for a total manifestation of healing in our bodies, in my body tonight. And we just appreciate God for what he's going to do. Well, the Lord bless you. Let me speak the blessing of the Lord over us tonight. Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 through 26 declares, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Well, this is Elder Thomas Williamson reminding you that Jesus is Lord. And thank you for listening to our Monday night broadcast for May 18, 2015, the 138th day of the year. God bless you, everyone. You all have a great night in Jesus' name.